Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Transform Your Self-Talk, The Art of Talking to Yourself for Confidence, Belief, and Calm, written by Nick Trenton, narrated by Russell Newton. It's been so long sometimes. You barely even notice it, that little voice inside that quietly narrates, judges, encourages, explains, or interprets the world around you. Though you may recognize the concept of an inner voice from self-help literature, the fact is, there's nothing abstract or mysterious about this inner chatter. Self-talk actually has a surprising body of scientific evidence behind it, informing a fascinating set of theories that seek to understand exactly what's happening when we talk to ourselves. In this book, we'll take a closer look at what self-talk actually is, the various theories that have been proposed over the years to explain the phenomenon, and the facts we've amassed so far about both its psychology and physiology. We'll discover the different types of self-talk, investigate why it happens, explore what's normal and what's not, and most importantly, we'll see that self-talk can be changed for the better. As Bruce Lee famously said, as you think, so shall you become. Using a series of scientifically supported techniques to identify and improve your self-talk, you can take more conscious control of your thinking and perceptions, boosting confidence, self-mastery, and resilience in a challenging world. Self-talk is something we do every day, and this is partially why it's so hard for us to change. We don't even realize we're doing it. You wake up in the morning, and the second you open your eyes, the stream of thoughts starts flowing. What day is it? Oh, right, Tuesday. I mustn't forget that appointment this afternoon. God, I have such a bad memory. Why am I such an idiot all the time? I bet I'll forget it. Typical. I'm always doing things like that. Oh, look, it seems like it'll be a sunny day today. That reminds me, I have to get my mole scan done at some point. But what if it's canceled? Chapter 2. Good versus evil. Positive self-talk is everything that helps us regulate our emotions, work through memories or complicated experiences, maintain awareness of ourselves and our world, and encourage ourselves as we deal with problems or challenging situations. It is the set of messages we constantly repeat in our heads over and over that help us see the optimism, joy, and hope in any given situation. This is the angel perched on our left shoulder, while the right shoulder has, well, the devil. Positive self-talk sounds simple, but the fact is that so many people consistently engage in negative self-talk despite desperately wanting to do better. We end up internalizing negative and irrational messages about who we are, the way we act, our abilities, etc., from external sources. Recognizing self-talk as it's happening is simple, but not easy, because we're so used to our constant internal chatter, we may forget we're even doing it. Heck, you're doing it right now when reading through a process called sub-vocalization. Rather than being aware of the fact that we're running a constant internal narration, we assume that we're simply perceiving life as it is, i.e., that the story we're telling ourselves is true, objective fact. This is especially the case when our self-talk coincides with our fears or implicit beliefs about who we really are. However, with some attention and effort, we can use our self-talk to reaffirm positivity in a way that keeps anxiety and negativity at bay, while allowing us to accomplish goals that we previously considered beyond our capabilities. Positive versus negative self-talk. Positive self-talk doesn't mean you indulge in over-the-top and insincere self-flattery. Chapter 3. All you need to do is listen. To engage in better self-talk, the first step is to identify and correct negative self-talk as it happens. It can sometimes be hard to distinguish between negative self-talk and self-criticism that can actually be conducive to growth. The goal here is to retain the latter while excluding the former, so that we can attune ourselves to reality and improve our self-esteem. Becoming aware of exactly when and why we address ourselves as we do is the only hope we have of stepping in and reclaiming our own inner landscape to create the reality we want for ourselves. All you need to do is listen. A much easier task than it seems. The key to self-awareness. Just because your self-talk is running unconsciously doesn't mean that it's not having an effect on your life. Why not take conscious control of a process that is happening anyway? Mindfulness is a powerful way to gain awareness of our self-talk so we can bring it into the light of consciousness. Clinical psychologist Dr. Michaela Hildebrandt explains that there are two ways to relate to our thoughts, memories, opinions, and perceptions. We can either stay inside this mental world and take it as a given, or we can step outside it, realizing that it is, in fact, our minds producing these thoughts and ideas. This is more or less the skill of metacognition, which is to be able to think about your thinking processes. Mindfulness can help us shift from the former into the latter, taking a step back from our own mental chatter rather than fully identifying with it. It is the process wherein we consciously bring our attention toward our present experiences and thoughts, while reserving all judgment to create genuine awareness of feelings or emotions. Research has shown that mindfulness can improve body image, relieve anxiety and depression, combat addictions, and so. Chapter 4, Replace, Transform, Evolve. This is the chapter where all our self-awareness, focused intention, and consistent effort culminate in changes to our self-concept that can concretely improve every area of life. Cognitive Behavior Therapy, CBT, is an effective framework for organizing attempts to reprogram your self-talk thought by thought. It's typically practiced with a psychotherapist or counselor, but the principles are accessible and can be applied on your own. In fact, some of the exercises in the previous sections have been informal examples of CBT exercises. CBT can address a whole range of life problems, but is particularly suited for understanding and changing underlying core beliefs in a systematic way. CBT techniques help you identify and take control of certain mental processes, cope with stress and adversity, resolve conflicts, and deal with grief, illness, trauma, and more. When practiced regularly, CBT can also induce changes in brain chemistry that were once thought possible only through medication. As such, improvements that result from CBT are highly likely to be long-lasting, since they can fundamentally alter the way our minds function. While the risks associated with CBT are minimal, it's worth being prepared to face some potentially uncomfortable feelings or confront difficult beliefs and fears. Most importantly, CBT won't magically make life's problems go away. Rather, it will teach you to better cope with them and to face challenges with empowered autonomy and the self-confidence needed to cope and thrive. CBT doesn't always work, and it's okay if it doesn't, but you can improve your chances of success by opting to work with a counselor or at least. Chapter 5, More Than Words. Let's remind ourselves why we bothered to change our negative self-talk to healthier, more affirming self-talk. The words inside our heads are just words, but they have powerful, tangible effects on the world we live in because those words directly impact our behavior and the actions we take every day. When these words are negative, they lead to anxiety, depression, self-pity, inaction, and all sorts of undesirable outcomes. However, when they're positive, they can carry you through even the darkest of times and help you emerge even stronger. As you practice better awareness of your own self-talk and learn to rewrite the scripts that are holding you back, you'll naturally start to notice that you may behave differently, make different choices, say different words out loud to others, and take different actions. Self-talk is internal, but it's also the way we interface with our external reality. Bearing this in mind, our final chapter will focus on all the ways we can use external factors to support and encourage our positive self-talk. The relationship is reciprocal. Good self-talk leads to healthy choices and behaviors, which themselves reaffirm good self-talk. Our focus so far has been on the words we say quietly and internally to ourselves, but plenty of other elements affect our self-talk. the kinds of friends we have, the situations we put ourselves in, the media we expose ourselves to, our environment, our daily habits. All of these feed information into our self-talk engine and make it harder or easier to maintain self-esteem and compassion. While we can't control all these external factors, what we can control is how we perceive and respond to them and the influence they wield over us. Everyday Reinforcement. Summary Guide. Chapter 1. That Voice Inside Your Head. Have you ever noticed a voice inside your head that is constantly chattering about something or the other right from the moment you wake up? You might have grown so accustomed to it that you barely notice it anymore, but it's definitely there, and it's either hurting or helping you. No perspective is truly neutral. This voice, a part of your stream of consciousness, is an inner monologue that runs alongside your life, observing and commenting on its various happenings. It tells you who you are and how you should feel about your identity and the events that occur in your life. There are three main types of inner voices or self-talk. The first is positive self-talk, which acts as a continuous reaffirmation of the good things about you in your life. This type of inner voice bolsters our confidence and elevates happiness levels. However, on the other end lies negative self-talk. This voice is always critical and saying degrading things to us about who we are, what we do, etc. If left uncontrolled, it can lead to several mental health issues. The third type is neutral self-talk, which simply consists of unbiased observations as we walk through life, although this almost always has a positive or negative subtext. Our inner voice, regardless of type, represents the inner representation we have of ourselves. Often, this is not consistent with reality. The way we think we are and what we actually are can be miles apart, but reality seldom matters if we're convinced that things are a certain way. This leads to why having healthy self-talk is so important. It influences our thoughts, perceptions, and the way we view ourselves, all of which have physiological correlations that affect how... This has been Transform Your Self-Talk, The Art of Talking to Yourself for Confidence, Belief, and Calm, written by Nick Trenton, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Nick Trenton. Production copyright by Nick Trenton. More information regarding today's book and the author can be found at audible.com or amazon.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.